Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live every day to address your questions and real-life issues by phone at 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now. 1-800-677-9377. You know, the Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and that's Basic Gospel. We invite you to stay tuned to learn how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher, and we're, of course, outside. The weather is frightful, and we're delighted that we're all here. And
yes, indeed. It is frightful. Sleet is already coming down, and for us here in Texas, that is a major event.
It is.
Yes, it is.
We've been reporting on it, or all the news stations have been reporting on it for the last week. And, yeah. Getting everybody ready, but it actually happened. Usually they're are a little bit off on their forecast, but it has come. So it is cold here in Texas. But even with that, we're continuing with our Thanksgiving sale. It goes all the way through this weekend. Today's featured product is our signature audio product based on Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. That's the name of the audio series that we're offering today. It's a three-message series. It really, I think, gets to the heart and soul of the gospel message and how we can connect with it. And it starts with hearing. A lot of times we don't hear the true message of Christ. So somebody comes to us, and they are right on as far as what they're saying to us. It's all about Jesus. Jesus died to take away our sins. Jesus was buried, and then on the third day he was raised back to life, and then he ascended into heaven. Well, that is the gospel story. That is the gospel that saves. But when it goes through our ears, when it goes through our legalistic minds, it comes out, well, so what am I supposed to do for God? Here are the 10 things that I'm supposed to do for God. So a message that is originally delivered as Christ-centered flows out of us as me-centered. And it's no wonder we don't live in the abundance of life that Christ gave us through his resurrection power. And so this series really helps you hear the message for what it is, and then talks about what real belief is, what faith truly is in the message, and then how to live it out in day-to-day life. But I want to read this verse out of Romans chapter 10. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. This truly is a story about Jesus. Jesus is God's good news to each and every one of us. In him we have life. In him we have forgiveness. In him we have reconciliation. In him we have righteousness. In him we have a new identity. In him we have every spiritual blessing. In him we have everything that we need for life and godliness. Truly, it is his story. And when we respond to that story by faith, and it's only in that story that we can have faith. There's no other faith outside of Christ. So when we hear that story about Christ and recognize the message about Christ, then our hearts can respond by faith and we can be saved. So we ask the question today, what message did you hear when you first believed? Did what you hear bring about a life of freedom and peace? Or did you struggle for many years in your Christian life until you realized it wasn't about you and it truly was about Christ? Let's talk about it on today's broadcast.
This is Basic Gospel, and that's Basic Gospel. 1-800-677-9377. Plenty of open lines right now, plenty of time on the clock. Want to hear from you again. If you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, 1-800-677-9377. Bob, just to follow up on the products that you mentioned, to view all of the products that are available through our online store, simply go to store.basicgospel.net. Because why? Well, we have a 30% discount on all products, and that's available through December 8th. Just in time for Christmas giving. 30% off on all of the products through December 8th. And when you go there to store.basicgospel.net, be sure to use coupon code THANKS at checkout.
Well, thanks, Bob. Well, let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Kathleen listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you? God bless you. I just have a question about God's wisdom. I have to make a decision, and this is a little difficult for me because, you know, I want to do what God wants, not what I want. I want what he wants because his way is so much better. But to make the decision, you know, I'm like on the fence. Is it what you want, Lord? And yet I found a scripture today, and I love it because I love the Psalms. But this is from James. It says, if you need wisdom and if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him, and he will gladly tell you. But be sure that you really expect him to answer. For a doubtful mind is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Seek God's wisdom, and when he answers, hold fast to his word. It's very beautiful, and I know it to be. And I know it, you know, I love him, but I don't know if this makes sense. I have to make a decision. Should I just do it and, you know, say, well, Lord, whether right or wrong, I'm delivering and I'm praying that what I heard was your will. But I do know you will turn everything together for good for those who love you. That's another way I'm thinking. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know if you can help me on that one.
Well, Kathleen, as far as the decisions that we make in life, a lot of those decisions just get down to our desires. What does our desire say as far as those things are concerned? You know, we question which job should we take. And you know, and usually the options that we have before us, we can carry out the will of God in either one of them. And the will of God is for us to trust Jesus Christ and to give thanks in all things. That is our expression of faith in Jesus, is our thankfulness and gratitude. So a lot of times it just gets down to which one do we prefer, and then we move in that direction. So I don't know what the nature of this decision is, Kathleen, but if in making the decision you can trust the Lord, you can give gratitude and thanksgiving to him, you know you're within God's will. And as you said, if it wasn't the totally right decision for you to make, then you can trust God to work it all together for good. So you're really in a win-win situation, aren't you?
I am. And that was what I needed to hear, because I have peace with that, but I'm a little unsettled in my spirit because I don't want to be tossing in the waves. I want that peace, peaceful water that only Christ can give me. But I want to do his will, and I'm saying, well, you know, it's always like that fearfulness of making the wrong decision, and then I have to say God has not given me a spirit of fear.
Well, Kathleen, the wrong decisions that we make are related to fleshly desires. When we have fleshly desires that start pulling on our hearts and our minds, and we know they're not of the Lord, but we choose to submit ourselves to those fleshly desires, that's when we're not really going to experience peace. But if in this decision, you know, it's not a fleshly desire, it's just a decision that you need to make. You're not really going to experience the peace until you make the decision. Until the decision is made, you're going to be somewhat confused in your mind. You're going to have a little insecurity and doubt. But once you make the decision, a lot of times that goes away.
That's what I was thinking. You know, I don't want to be on the fence where one foot is on this side, one foot is on that side. You know, God says, and I always hear the Lord say, either trust me or you don't. Which one is it, Kathleen? Which one? You're going to trust me? And I do trust God. And I go, Lord, please, let it be whatever decision that I make, that it's your will. Because if it's not, I do know one thing, because I know him this way, in my heart, he'll turn it around for good. And I don't like the fearfulness of not making the decision, because that's not of him. Confusion is not of God. Fear is not of God. And I don't like these feelings. So I agree with what you said, and I appreciate you telling me. I need to make a decision. And just like I think we spoke a long time ago about baby Moses in the basket, your decision, Moses' mom put the baby, Moses, in the basket and trusted the God to lead that baby to wherever God's will would be.
Exactly.
So this is the way I feel about this decision. Whether it be right or wrong, I don't know, but I do trust him. So I say, you know what, Lord, maybe like baby Moses.
Kathleen, why don't you take it out of the realm of right or wrong? Just keep it in the realm of, hey, I'm trusting the Lord with this, and he will work it together for good. This is an outgrowth of my relationship with him, my life in him. And if you're making this decision out of a heart trusting him, you know he's going to work it together for good.
I truly believe that. You know, yeah. I just needed to hear it because I your program, I love it. I listen, I learn, and, you know, and I know God in my heart, but being, you know, loving God like I do, sometimes that's the body of Christ. We need each other.
Yes, we do,
Kathleen. To encourage, and so this is why your show is such a blessing for those who are listening that can call and be encouraged as being the body of Christ. We help each other. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Kathleen. Thanks for your call today. And wonderful question, because that's just real life stuff.
Yeah.
Every one of us have to make decisions almost daily. Some decisions are bigger than other decisions. And we do kind of wring our hands over which way to go. And I think, Kathleen, the paralyzing question that we ask, is this going to be the right decision or the wrong decision?
And
that just really keeps us from deciding at all.
Exactly.
So just take the step of faith and trust the Lord with the results.
I will. Thank you. God bless you so much and your program, and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Well, thank you, Kathleen, and to you as well.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, bye-bye.
Plenty of open lines and time on the clock, 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. Again, 1-800-677-9377. I want you to be a part of this edition. Richard?
There was one thing that Kathleen said that really resonated with me. It's like God comes to me and says, well, do you trust me? And I say, oh, yes, Lord, I do. And then he says, make a decision. And then I realize myself that I haven't been trusting him, that I've been trusting in all kinds of other stuff. And it always comes back to getting rid of the fear and just making the decision and let him lead me as he will.
Yeah, the tagline of our ministry is hear it, believe it, live it.
Mm-hmm.
And we really struggle with this believe it issue. You know, a lot of us struggle with the hearing it side of it. We have so many filters that we run the gospel through that when it comes out, you know, it's really a twisted message. It's no gospel at all. It's really not good news. But once we get past that and really hear the message about Christ, then it comes down to faith. That is the fundamental that we need to exercise to really connect to who God is, experiencing his life in us, sharing his life, sharing in his love. Faith is just a huge, huge thing, and it's something that is so unfamiliar to us. It really is a foreign concept, and so we're continually learning and growing in our understanding of what faith is. And a lot of times it's those circumstances of life that really press us to a point of saying, wow, Lord, I really need to know how to trust you in this. And he's faithful to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the joy of knowing Christ. When you pray, Lord, I don't know how to trust you. I don't know what it means to walk by faith in you in this particular situation. Man, he is Johnny on the spot to teach you and to show you how that's expressed in that particular situation. So if you don't know how to trust the Lord, ask him to teach you. He will answer that prayer. That's a prayer, man, his ears perk up, and he's ready to jump on that as quickly as he possibly can, because that's his will. His will for you is for you to trust him in all circumstances. First, trusting him as far as salvation is concerned in Christ, and then trusting him to live out that salvation on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, indeed. But again, this is Basic Gospel. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Well, let's go to Ann listening to us on WMCA in Union, New Jersey. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Can you hear me?
We certainly can.
Okay, I just want to say thank you so much. I'm driving home. And if you don't mind, I'd like to piggyback on Kathleen's
question. Please do. It was an important question, so.
It really is. I'm a Christian, and I teach in North Jersey. However, I commute a solid hour and 15 minutes. It's very, very challenging. I have to make a decision whether I'm going to take a job closer to home in the middle of the year, with many lives being disrupted, my students especially. However, I have two children of my own. So it's going to obviously be better for my two children. I'll be closer to home. I'll be earlier. I'll be out earlier. So my question is this. I agree with you. It's take the right and the wrong out of it. If we just trust God, because I believe God trusts us to make decisions. In other words, my girlfriend kept saying, pray that it's God's will, pray that it's God's will. Well, doesn't he trust me enough to say, hey, this is a job that's closer to home that's going to benefit me and my children? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Doesn't God trust us enough to say, listen, that's a no-brainer. Of course I want you closer home to your family. Of course I want you to be a mom to your children first. Well, I think we sometimes super spiritualize it.
Yeah, we do, yeah, Ann. We really, exactly right. Really do. Super spiritualized things, and I think you're spot on in your assessment there.
Thank you.
I think, Ann, as far as how you've worked through thinking about this decision, you're first and foremost a mom to your kids,
right?
And I think that's where your responsibilities lie as far as priorities are concerned.
Exactly.
So I think you make the decision and leave the results of that in God's hands.
Exactly. And I can't tell you how refreshing that is, because so many Christians say, well, pray and God will give you the answer. And sometimes I just want to say, sometimes God says, I trust you. You have a brain. You know the good thing to do.
Yeah. Well, and whatever decision you make in this particular case, God still loves you. I mean, if you decide to stay, God loves you. God's forgiven your sins. God still just thinks you're the coolest person on the planet and has come to live inside of you and just loves on you every single day. And if you decide to leave that job and take the new job, all of that still applies. God still loves you. Your sins have been forgiven. You're right in his sight. And you can trust him to work all of that together for good. I mean, there might be somebody else who is desperately seeking a job, and you leaving that position opens up a job for them. I mean, we don't know the big picture. God does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But somebody said to me, if it's out of God's will, it's going to be a disaster. And I sorely disagree. I mean, our Lord doesn't trust us with...
Well, here's the deal. Paul,
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, Paul made a decision to go to Jerusalem. And a lot of friends told him, don't go there. It's going to mean trouble for you. But he felt the Spirit of God was leading him to Jerusalem. Well, he got there and it was a mess for him. But he was still trusting the Lord in the midst of it. And he recognized that God worked all that together for good. His imprisonment meant the gospel message went out to prison guards. Once they took him from Jerusalem to Rome, it just furthered the kingdom. It furthered the spread of God's good news. So God's big enough to work all things together for good. Sometimes we make the decisions that, you know, if we could see God and he could say, yeah, that's exactly the one I wanted you to make. It still might be a messy decision. It still might lead to trials and tribulations. But the truth is, you're still loved by God. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. And it may be the very thing that you need to grow deeper and higher and broader and longer in the love of Christ Jesus.
Amen. And you're so right, because just because if I go to this job and it's not smooth sailing, it doesn't mean that man missed God.
That's exactly right.
It doesn't mean that missed God and I messed up. I just, honestly, sir, I feel like sometimes we super spiritualize some basic decisions.
Well, Ann, let me close on this. We think we're going to miss God, but here's the truth. God doesn't miss us. He has connected us to Him in Christ, and He's never going to let us go. So wherever you go, He's right there with you. You can't miss God because He hasn't missed you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Well, Ann, I hope this decision is just, once you make it, you just experience some joy and peace and see the good results of that as God works it together for good.
And guess what? I already made the decision, and I have complete peace.
Okay. That's great, Ann.
So thank you so much.
Happy Christmas.
You too. Thanks for your call today.
What a great conversation.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Brooklyn and talk to Frank, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Frank.
Hello. My question is here. In John 14, verse 12, it says, "Verily I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the work that I do, he shall do also, and even greater works than he did, greater works than Christ did even."
Yes. Yes, sir. You have a question. What does that verse mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's talking about, knowing the Father. Philip had this question, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own, rather it is the Father living in me who is doing his work." So Jesus was a single human being. He was fully God, fully human. And at that moment in history, the work of God was being carried out through Jesus Christ. Once he departs and ascends into heaven, then he sends his Spirit to us as a corporate body of believers. And now God will be carrying out his work in Jesus through his body of believers. And we will be able to make him known even in greater ways as far as the reach than what Jesus was able to do in that limited area that he was in. I think that's all this passage is saying. So okay. when it talks about us doing greater works, it's just meaning that his body is now spread out over the entire world, and God is doing his work through each and every one of us. Well, Frank, great question. We certainly appreciate that. I hope that answered it. It's certainly not that we're going to go out and raise the dead and do the miracles that Jesus did, but we will have the opportunity to make him known as we abide in him, just as he abided in his Father. Well, thanks for your call today, Frank. You hold the line. We'll send you a gift just for being on the program.
And thanks to everyone who joined us for this particular broadcast. I want to remind you that now through December 8th, you'll save 30% on all Basic Gospel products. Just visit store.basicgospel.net to take advantage of this huge discount on all of our products just in time for Christmas giving. All products in our store marked down 30% through December 8th. Visit store.basicgospel.net and see how you can bless someone else this Christmas time. Use coupon code THANKS at checkout. But before you go, please make a generous Christmas time donation to help keep Basic Gospel on the air. You'll find a prominent link to be able to do so right there on the homepage at basicgospel.net. Also, for late news about this ministry, including upcoming events and new study resources, click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net. And as a favor to us, would you please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at BasicGospelRDO. Now for Bob and Richard and the staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. Bye-bye.